This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crack at another hour of conversation, shall we? This time it's Tuesday, the 9th of April. My mother was born on this date in 1921. April the 9th, 1921. It is April the 19th, 2019. So she would have been, what, if she were alive today, she'd be 98 years old. But she's been dead for 48 years, so didn't quite make that trip. At any rate, hopefully
silly
today.
Thing to think about our loved ones on their birthdays, though, even if they haven't gone, I think.
I always celebrate a birthday by having a cookie for breakfast.
Well, that's good. And you say, ha-ha, Mom, you can't stop me now.
That's more or less it, yes. It may seem somewhat childish to some of you, but, you know, that's the day.
I get it.
Yeah. Doug is different, and so it's okay. Nothing perfect about this. Sort of a, there's no normalcy. We don't allow normalcy here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, not normal. Victoria Keelan is not here, and that's not normal. She's not feeling well, so let's send her some good vibes. Kara Schillen is here at the ready. So, Jennifer, let's go. What's first story?
Well, I think first we have to say congratulations, because after all the nonsense and all the brackets and all of the paying attention to the sports, we have a clear winner of the NCAA tournament. Virginia completed their big journey. They had an ugly exit during last year's NCAA championship series. So they got out. They beat Texas Tech and went on to win the NCAA title. This is a really cool thing for Texas, for Virginia.
Yeah.
I think that this is, you know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we say congratulations to them, 85-77.
To the two people that won their bracket, congratulations to you, too.
You're mind readers, and Doug and I would like to talk to you.
Yeah, right. Call us now at 888-3. Yeah, right.
All right. So Virginia, 85-77, overtime against Texas Tech, and there you go. So defense, right. I guess, was
so
a story.
So if it was overtime, must have been a good game.
Yeah, I think so. So
I watched a little of it just to see what color the uniforms were and then moved on.
Do you know?
Do what? No, do I know what their color uniforms? I think yellow and red is what I saw.
You might have been watching the wrong game.
The wrong game.
Virginia was wearing white and Texas Tech was wearing red.
Oh, okay. Well, I got half of it right. I must have been watching with only one
different
eye.
Different channel. Right.
Happens. Yes, right. Exactly. All right. So now that we've taken care of them, congratulations to them. Do we have congratulations to anybody else or for anybody else in the world today?
Not for Kirstjen Nielsen so much. The former secretary from the Department of Homeland Security gave her first interview. She didn't split much from President Trump. She's pretty classy. Said she wanted that they have the same goal and that they just had different ways to get there, and that her last day would be Wednesday of this week. This is a lot of pressure on the Trump administration, and that's at least the title for on the Drudge Report this morning, because they have caught 100,000-plus people coming across the border in the last month alone. And this onslaught of people. For anybody who said that this was a manufactured crisis or that people were trying to make up stories, it's not. From a humanitarian
standpoint. No, who has said that, though? There are a lot of different ways of trying to deal with it, but who says they aren't trying to get a code? Who says that?
That was the Democrats' response, remember? President Trump declared, yes, in Congress for sure, to declaring a national emergency. They were saying this is a manufactured crisis and Trump is just using this to build his wall and it's all a bunch of lies. And whether you want the wall or you don't, whether you like the president or not, there is real trouble at the border, and we have to figure out what to do to start you know, putting the pressure on Mexico and to putting the pressure on Congress to make changes here, because the asylum courts are backing up. Trump is at the point where he says, let's just forget the asylum courts. Let's just close the border. I mean, there are going to be some pretty big changes if Congress and Mexico can't help out. And I don't know why they wouldn't be coming to the table to try to figure that out. So,
okay, speaking of figuring, let's try to figure this out.
They do. What the pressure will be.
Let's try to figure out what this judge, how this works. Yesterday, a judge halted the administration's policy of sending asylum seekers back across the border to
wait on
their cases. What the hell is that about? Stop the program. These people are illegal, for God's sake. What is there about illegal that you do not understand?
One of the big wins of the Trump administration was that right now, the way it was working is instead of a catch and release program, all of these people who were seeking asylum and waiting for their day in court would have to wait in Mexico. That was the big win for the United States. And this judge is now saying, oh no, now we need to leave him, let him stay in this country. Well, the problem
is, what's the basis for the ruling? What law is he looking at, and is there somebody else that can overturn? Is this an immigration court? Is this a regular court? Is this a federal court? Is it a regional?
I think this was a federal court. And I think what, and I don't know, but I'm thinking there's a law in place that the minute somebody dips a toe into our country, they have to be given an asylum hearing. And the question was, where are those people supposed to wait? And this has plagued many administrations, most recently the Obama administration, who actually started out to be pretty tough on immigration and then fell apart in the latter years of his presidency. Because what happens is if someone comes here, puts one finger, a toe, a foot into our country, then they have to be given an appearance notice, essentially, to come back to immigration court if they want to seek asylum. And we were keeping those people in detention facilities in our country, but they're overrun. And there are also laws in place that say you can't keep a child, a minor, in these facilities for more than 20 days. So if the immigration court is backed up 800,000 cases, which is not a lie, I'm not... This is not me overreaching here. It's literally backed up over 800,000 cases. That's not going to happen in 20 days. So then they end up with catch and release where they say, here's your notice to appear. We'll see you in 4 years when we call your case.
Yeah,
make sure you come back. And then they disappear.
Right.
And only half of them actually show up for their court date.
So is this judge, the guy, his name is Richard Seaborg, is he anti-American? Is he someone that should be charged with sedition, treason? Because of his ruling.
I haven't read his decision, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
The limits that have been placed on how long you can be held in detention affected the ruling somewhat. And so the government says we need to have this because there are so many people, 100,000, Jennifer just said, are coming across the border.
In a month.
So what about the Justice Department? Why doesn't the Justice Department get a judge to overrule this guy Seaborg?
Well,
I
think they're going to challenge it. Because this was a challenge brought on by someone who's obviously in opposition to the administration's practice of letting him sit in Mexico. So now the administration will have to fight to overrule it and try to get a different judge. Right.
Yeah, right. And then there's another one. A lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union said, this is a great ruling. And they were the ones who brought the case, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. This is what they were planning on implementing on a large scale, would have been a complete game changer in the way our asylum system works. Really? Isn't it about time, you dope, for the system to change?
When Democrats and the news media were kind of pushing this narrative about a manufactured crisis, I don't know if I wondered out loud to you I was wondering out loud to somebody about what the number is that would make it a real crisis for somebody. And if 100,000 in a month doesn't do it, if a million in a year doesn't do it, then what in the heck is the number? Because
how can you keep that up? I'm just looking at the numbers. You were talking about the numbers. The numbers are up. And it's all dependent on how you classify and categorize all of these various people, the numbers that are coming up. You just said something that was pretty interesting. The illegal border crossings were the highest when Obama George Bush was president. But they were just coming from Mexico, not all these other people coming from these southern countries. Did we stop sending money to these other countries yet? Is that halted?
2 weekends ago. The funds to Central America have been halted, yes. And that's what Trump was saying. I'm going to take away Mexico's money if they don't get it together. We'll start putting tariffs on things. We'll close the border.
Didn't that get their attention?
And I guess in the last, I don't know, since last Wednesday, I think it was, the reports are anyway that Mexico has added security checkpoints to their southern border because the reason this influx, the numbers have been high for the last year, but the reason for the staggering numbers since January is because Mexico has a new president who said, I want to be more humanitarian, so we're going to pull our, they have tight immigration laws, but they've pulled a lot of their immigration policies since the new president came in. So all of these people have been able to get into their country very, very easily. So now Mexico, since I think last Wednesday, said that they'd add additional checkpoints and that they'd actually start checking people's paperwork before they were just allowed to walk into the country. And so they've been turning back thousands of people at a time every single day, but that's a good start, but you still have all of these people who are already in Mexico and already coming to the border.
So help me understand this other page here. Will you go just a second to understand why the Trump administration is trying to keep the Major League Baseball teams that go to Cuba to play from going to Cuba to play? Do you know anything about
It's not about the Major League Baseball teams going to Cuba. It's about the players that come from Cuba and come into the United States. Because of our relationship with Cuba, apparently, what's been going on, I don't know if you know who Yasiel Puig is, but he was a baseball player for the Dodgers, and now he's in Cincinnati, and we miss him so much. But he came from Cuba, and he came literally like in a storage container or something into Mexico. I mean, in this horrible way, to get to Mexico, to come to the United States just to play baseball, and I guess there's some financial aspect that he has to give back to Cuba or something like that. So Cuba is sending us baseball players, and then somehow the money for some of these players is going back to the Cuban government. And so Trump is shutting that program down.
Okay. There you go. All right, the story behind the story, you'll find it here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with a question. Jennifer, are you getting bored with your dinner options?
Yes.
You are. Are you ordering in? Are you eating? You're not eating fast food, but I bet you and Jeff sometimes order in, or you do by yourself. And if that's the case, if you are, boys and girls, ordering in or eating a lot of crap, here's the best news you've heard for a long time from Martha Stewart. She is going to offer you a free series of 3 full-sized meals. Won't cost you a penny. There's a new meal kit delivery service called Martha and Marley Spoon. I've already ordered my 3. How about you? Martha and Marley Spoon will send you fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that will come straight to your door. Be much easier, much, much easier. The stuff is easy to cook. It's healthy. It's fulfilling. It's just great. I want to underscore the value of fresh food, healthy choices. 1,800 recipes you can choose from Martha. The menus feature all kinds of dishes. Classic, creative dishes. You can eat in a half an hour. You want to be part of Martha's free taste test? You get your free meals. Be one of the first 100 people right now to text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. That's texting FORK to 246-810. You'll get great food sent straight to your door. These 3 meals will not cost you a penny. Text the word FORK and eat better. FORK to 246-810. Free meals start today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Running 3 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Kara and I enjoying the music of Fleetwood Mac. And apparently on the radio, we're listening to one of their CDs. The only way you're going to enjoy the music, because Stevie Nicks is quite sick. And this comes just a couple of days after Mac stepped in to replace the Stones in New Orleans at the Jazz Festival. Mick is recuperating. So now, because the Stones dropped out, Fleetwood Mac says, okay, we'll show up. And now, Stevie Nicks is quite sick. They were supposed to be in Boston tonight. My sister had tickets, and they canceled that on Sunday. They have canceled, this is, by the way, the Jazz Fest. They were not supposed to be till May 2nd. So it's like almost a month out, certainly 3.5
Here's
weeks
the rule.
Out.
Don't fill that spot. Otherwise, you end up like Fleetwood Mac and Mick Jagger, right?
Right. So they canceled Philadelphia for tomorrow night. That I knew, because my sister told me that was the case. And they don't. They said to them, don't expect to get, you know, we're not going to redo it. She said they're sending money back for the tickets, which is pretty unusual. Usually they reschedule one of these things. So anyway, the problem with Stevie Nicks, I'm not sure... I'm buying, but I don't want to be, you know, who knows, flu.
We'll just take it for what it is. They say there the flu's going around.
So the statement read, quote, as an update to previous Fleetwood Mac posts regarding a band member, Stevie Nicks has the flu. She's feeling better already. Management has consulted with her doctors and have decided to reschedule the remaining 4 shows of the North American tour to allow for her full recovery. Due to sports playoff schedules and existing touring commitments in Europe and Australia, we're looking forward to rescheduling Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Calgary to October. Ticket holders get new dates and details shortly. Fortunately, the band will not be able to perform at Jazz Fest. Mick Fleetwood said, quote, we're having more fun than ever on this tour, but as we all know, touring life comes with its challenges. The flu has sidelined Stevie for a couple of weeks, but she's on the mend. We look forward to getting back out on the road. Apologize to the fans, but we're working on rescheduling. So hopefully they're good for that. And my sister didn't come away with that feeling, but it's a good show. I I had something else I was going to do tonight. Otherwise, I was going to go to the show myself when it first was announced. But Fleetwood Mac holds a special place, I think, with most of us musically. And you wish Stevie Nicks, who also, I think, we hold a special place for her, that she gets better quickly. So that's that story. Next up, musically speaking, here on this portion of the program, we always in this hour, or this part of the hour, focus on some music. Here's Morrissey. Singer Morrissey releasing the third track, Jen Jen, from his upcoming album. Some of his favorite songs from the 60s, 70s. What you're listening to is his version of the hit from the Fifth Dimension, Wedding Bell Blues. Let's crank this up, see how we like it. I like it. It's a great song anyway. He's got the voice to carry it. I like it. I don't know that much about this guy. Kara, I know we've talked about him before.
Yeah, Victoria's a bigger fan of him than I am. If you've ever listened to the Smiths, who are a rock band, but a little bit more alternative, they've got some big hits. He was the lead singer of that band. He's a British musician. But I never realized, like, because I listen to the Smiths sometimes, I never realized he had this kind of voice. I mean, he's
nice.
Is belting out all of these tunes from pretty big artists, so I'm impressed.
It's so weird. When I was growing up, Morrissey was like the alternative god for so many of the teenagers. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yes. I never liked that kind of music, but a lot of my friends were into Morrissey. He was like,
this is very good. Good. The album drops May 24th, for those of you interested, called California Sun. 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sources still say that soon-to-be former Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen did not resign on her own but was fired by President Trump on Sunday. But she had nothing but good things to say when she spoke to reporters yesterday. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
She takes the high road, thanking the president for the opportunity, saying she shares his goal of securing the border.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
And the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, this after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property.
Did you have this in your bracket? The Virginia Cavaliers have won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, the school's first national title, beating out Texas Tech in overtime last night, 85-77. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show, you'll love the DJ V podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four half the hour on the DJV program, the place where you're guaranteed to get rid of all the germs in your brain. Listening to this program gets rid of all the bad stuff in your brain and puts, we infuse your brain with great stuff. Right, Jennifer, let's have a round of applause for us.
Yes.
I'm the only one who's clapping.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, so let's say hello to the folks listening to WMXI. MXI is in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I remember going down there once. I had some friends that were at the university down there. They listened to us every morning, getting ready for the day. And the fellow who's the program person, the fellow that runs the station, Michael Paul, said to tell the girls hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Tell the girls hello. Well, one of the girls is not with us. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is ill today. Wish her well. Kara is also doing well physically, emotionally, spiritually. She's A-OK. So Hattiesburg is home to the University of Southern Mississippi. I had a friend, matter of fact, somebody that I dated while I was in college, was very close to. She married a guy who is a music professor, and he was on the staff at the University of Southern Mississippi for 24, 25 years. So the,
and you never liked that guy, did you, Doug?
Well.
He married your girlfriend, darn it.
No, it was okay. It was the best thing happened.
Teasing.
Anyway, most of the people at the station, by the way, are USM graduates. They call them the Golden Eagles. Woohoo!
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
But they enjoy the partnership on the program, and that's cool. So, how do you do? And I hope that things work out well for you. Apparently, they had a problem. They normally carry the program anyway, but they're carrying it later because there's a big storm down there over the weekend, and it cooked everything in the station. I can imagine that.
What
big
weird weather.
And thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah. You know, even in Los Angeles, where I live, in you know, I was looking at our extended forecast on my phone, which sometimes is wrong, so maybe this will be different. But yeah. I was looking at the forecast for Los Angeles and then Tehachapi, which is like an hour and a half north where my uncle lives. Yeah. And literally, in the forecast, 88 degrees yesterday, snow by Friday.
Hey!
I know that's not uncommon for you East Coasters, but that's weird for us here on the West Coast. So,
well, we have, it was in the, when I was gone this past weekend, it was in
today.
The 60s. 60s. Yeah. Today, over the weekend. 40s today, rain.
In Washington, D.C., I always check on Kara on my weather app as well, and it was hot yesterday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 80 again today.
Again
it's
going
to be toasty.
Yeah, that's blowing up this way, but it doesn't get here until the weekend, it would appear. Today, being Tuesday, the 9th of April, is Winston Churchill Day. Celebrated on this day because on this day in 1963, President Kennedy signed a bill into law making Winston Churchill an honorary citizen of these here United States. Wasn't his birthday?
Everybody else is a citizen these days.
When he died. Right. Bring him on.
And him out.
Anyway, it had military significance this day, April 9th. Churchill, knighted by the Queen for his service to England, credited with unifying the people all over the UK to resist the bombing of Britain during World War II. It was on April 9th, 1940. Germany eluded the British blockade and invaded Norway. And Norway was this shows you what a bunch of bastards. Norway was a neutral country. They just had no, you know, just subhumans. Anyway. Some would say there was a real, that's really kind of when World War II started. Winston Churchill Day is celebrated, however, because it's, this is when the slow workings of the U.S. Congress finally got around to presenting the bill to the president to be signed. So let's hear it for the U.S. Congress. Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Ew.
Wish they acted the way they did then. Now, it'd be nice if we had. It's terrible at war. Remember how unified we were, Jennifer, after September 11th?
Yep.
The country so came together.
Chess.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
That was actually the silver lining. I remember when we were all standing in our yards with candles and actually acting together and smiling at each other on the side of the road. And
waving, doing horns.
How quickly we forget.
Yep. A couple of sports items here. Johnny Manziel. I remember sitting next to him on an airplane. Remember? Well, he was, I think you schooled me, if I remember correctly. I don't remember what the
issue
was.
Sounds like me. It could be.
Yeah, no, there was something going on. He has been a bad boy for a long time. He was out of the NFL. He went to the
drinking on the sidelines or something.
Yeah. So he was in the Alliance of American Football, and now they've fallen apart. So now he wants to go back to the NFL. The question is he good enough, and will people put up with his foolishness? Whatever happened to that alliance? Anyway, I didn't follow it. I don't follow as much of this stuff.
Just fell apart, I think, in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Well, apparently the update about him is that he's going by John now. He's serious.
Oh,
he's dropping
he's
the
not
last
serious.
Two letters.
John Manziello,
yeah,
I see.
He's not going by Johnny anymore, so maybe that'll make a difference.
Think about the NFL and what we know about the NFL and how many second chances they get. You have to be pretty bad if the NFL doesn't want to touch you. Think about the people that they've let back in their league after after some time. So, I don't know.
Didn't he play in Canada as well? For the Canadian Football League? I think he went up there.
I think he was trying to get into announcing, too. I mean, the guy's obviously got some issues, and he's trying to to struggle back. And so I wish him well in that respect. I don't ever want to see anybody just sitting on the sidelines. But it's the point is, if the NFL doesn't want to touch you, what happened?
So that brings me around to something that I think is really the reason I told the story, Jennifer. Thank you for underscoring it or understanding the subtlety here. I'm not always as subtle as this, but I bring this idea comes out. As a matter of fact, it kind of, I think the same way about Trump and other people who have emotional issues, and the way that we treat them, the surface, when we scratch the surface, people make fun of those who are different. And a lot of people have emotional stress, emotional injury, things they've had to live through that were not typical for, let's say, a child going through things. There are a lot of people who have a lot of issues. And it's not that we don't have, you know, there are a lot of people that overdo it as well. A lot of people who, they focus on their problems and they become causes. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who just kind of need a little more understanding. I'm going to kind of leave it at that because I think that we are short-sighted when it comes to how we treat people who have issues, and I think how we talk about them. It's just, I don't like the way we do it. Charles Barkley booed. Did you see that?
No, what happened?
He was booed at a Katy Perry concert.
Why? What did he do to her?
He took to the stage at this concert in Minneapolis. What started as a sort of kind, warm-hearted speech sort of developed into something that is not something that he was, he didn't come out of it smelling well. He started off praising Minneapolis as a great city. He starts to win the fans over, and then he hits them with, quote, "I haven't been here for a long time because the Timberwolves suck."
Uh-oh.
And
don't bash a home team's basketball team.
Yeah.
What did he expect to happen?
I don't know. I think it was kind of... the fact that he even went up there, he apparently is a big fan of Katy Perry's. By the way, did you see the American Idol last night? I happened to, when I came home about 9 o'clock, I turned it on. And
was it duets night, though?
Yeah,
oh,
Ryan
was off.
There.
That's right. It's because he was sick when they taped the show. I guess this has already been pre-taped. And he was sick. And
that's what I wondered.
The first time he took a sick day on television, so Bobby Bones did it.
Yeah. Is that who that was? I was trying to figure out. Thank you. I didn't know who it was. Bobby Bones. What's his story?
National syndicated show host. And then he also won Dancing with the Stars, didn't he, Kara, last season?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
he's a radio guy?
Yeah, he's a country radio guy all over the country. And, so he's a pretty big host. But, yeah, he did win Dancing with the Stars, and people were a little bit upset about it because apparently he's not a great dancer. But I guess he's a better host if they had him on American Idol.
I don't think he was such a great. He was trying to be too much like Ryan. Tried to look like he's trying to be smooth. I looked at him first, and I thought, what the hell? Who's this guy? Trying to be like Ryan. That's how it came across to me, anyway. So
I think he kind of looks like him anyway. I mean, he's a
He does.
Skinny,
that one may be it.
Similar colored hair. So.
Right. A tall, skinny, white guy with glasses. So let's get to television, some TV news. I see Whoopi Goldberg try to break up another fight between the this booberism, this Joy Behar stuff, another fight between her and Meghan McCain.
McCain.
But the Did you watch this? I didn't. I'm just looking at the video.
No, I've heard about it, though. And I don't know. I'm not a huge Meghan McCain fan, but I am less of a Joy Behar fan. And so when Meghan says something that Joy doesn't like, Joy either shouts over her or just kind of puts up the wall. And so Meghan yesterday said, it's your job to listen to me. And I don't think that that sat really well with Joy.
Well,
it looked like she wanted to lunge over the table to kill her.
Yeah.
I don't know how these women do it, because I know it's hard to argue about politics is hard with people that you like. And obviously, I don't think that Joy Behar and Meghan McCain have any sort of personal relationship. And I'm just guessing.
No.
I don't know either of them. But it doesn't appear to be that they have any personal relationship. And so I don't know how they do it without drawing blood. It's tough.
Joy Behar is 76. Meghan McCain is 34. And it was almost like, from what I'm looking at here, Behar said, you should respect me because I'm your elder. I think Behar is the baddie here. She's so disrespectful. She's so mouthy. She's so angry. She's nasty. She used to be funny, but she's not funny anymore.
There's just a
she's
way to listen
angry.
To people that you don't agree with. And even if you disagree, to articulate your disagreement without making it personal, I think is so important. It's something I really strive to do in my life. I hope that I'm successful at it most times, because, to be honest, most of my friends and family members don't agree with me politically. And so it's one of those skills I think we just need to learn. I think we need to do better at. And the tendency is, and this happens on the right and the left, is when we don't agree with somebody, we discount that person. Or we say, a lot of times on the left, the way I feel anyway, when someone's talking down to me, is they say, well, you're a woman who voted for Trump. I can't listen to you. You're unqualified to tell me anything.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That's
yep.
not true. You know, don't discount me because of a choice that you think I've made. That's not fair. And I try not to do that to other people, too. It doesn't feel good.
All right. Let's talk about what's on TV tonight that may feel good. What do you have on the list?
All right, what's on the list tonight? Well, let's see. The season finale of Finding Your Roots on PBS will star, and I love this guy. I think he doesn't get enough accolades, but Modern Family's Ty Burrell. I don't know if you've seen him. I think he's so cute and funny. He learned in an episode that his grandmother, Susanna Weeks, was a free person of color. Now he returns to uncover more about her enslaved ancestors. That's PBS at 8 o'clock tonight for the season finale of Finding Your Roots. Discovery has the season premiere of Deadliest Catch. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. The Story of God with Morgan Freeman, the season finale of that happens on National Geographic tonight at 9 o'clock. CBS has a new show as well worth mentioning. It's a series premiere of The Code, and it's a character-driven procedural drama, but they're in the Marines. They're not lawyers. You can check that out on CBS tonight at 9. Also on the networks tonight, CBS is all new, NCIS at 8, The Code. You can check that out at 9 o'clock, followed by NCIS New Orleans at 10. So CBS giving The Code a big push around NCIS. ABC new tonight, American Housewife at 8. The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, Splitting Up Together, and a brand new Rookie tonight at 10 o'clock. On the CW, their only new show tonight is Roswell. That's at 9. And Fox's MasterChef Junior, Mental Samurai. NBC's got an episode of The Voice at 8. And The Village, which I watched for the first time, Dougie, and you're right, it's
good
a
show.
Very sweet show. That's at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So Juliana Margulies, who was Lisa Florek in The Good Wife for 10 years, was offered a shot at The Good Fight, which is on CBS, the all-access channel. And she said, I would really like to come, but they offered her scale. And she said, wait a minute.
All right.
You paid me to be the star of The Good Wife. You want me to come back and you want to pay me scale? Sorry. No. And I think that was the appropriate answer. She was the star. She made that show, she and Chris Noth, and so, there were some people, I guess apparently, she says, I'm not a guest star, I started the whole thing, so I want to be paid my worth. John Hamm, she said if John Hamm came back for Mad Men spinoff, they'd pay him, and if Kiefer Sutherland was in a 24 spinoff, they'd have to pay him. So why the hell should I not get paid? Good question. Good for you. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program, and because Victoria is not feeling well today, the job falls on my shoulders to bring you up to date on some of the things that are affecting many of us in terms of social media, technology, etc. Canada going to start regulating social media ahead of the upcoming elections that are scheduled this fall. Country's Democratic Institutions Minister Karina Gould says voters will likely face some kind of foreign cyber interference ahead of the election. Google and Facebook both said that they were going to take steps ahead of the election to try to prevent the same sort of thing that the Russians, probably, and the Chinese did here in America during the last presidential election. Ms. Gould said she believes various social media platforms are not doing enough to protect the electoral process up in Canada. Recent report by the Communication Security Establishment up in Canada found foreign actors have already attempted to sway voters' opinions on some of the polarizing social and political issues up there. The report also points out the country has a number of measures in effect to help protect the official voting count, but they have warned that foreign interference could be similar as we dealt with here in U.S. elections since 2016, because Canadian voters don't use electronic voting machines, they use paper ballots. It's unclear just how Canadian officials would try to regulate social media leading up to the elections. Ms. Gould didn't offer any specifics, saying only it's something we're looking at very closely. But you know that there is a lot of interference, and it's not going to just be here. It's going to be all over the world with these people that are hacksters. AMC and Alamo Theaters announcing a Marvel marathon before the Avengers Endgame premiere. Let's see how that's going to work.
The Geek Out.
We're just days away from the Avengers sequel, Endgame, which just happened to set records for first-day ticket pre-sales. But don't you feel like you need to review all 22 previous Marvel movie chapters? Well, don't worry, because Alamo and AMC Theaters will let you pay them for that challenge. Starting on April 23rd, both chains will host insane marathons, showing all 56 hours that make up all the movies leading up to Endgame in sequence. Yes, that means sitting in a movie theater for 2.5 days, and that's all before you finally get to watch Endgame, which we know in itself will be over 3 hours long. So, if you're an MCU diehard and you think you're up for the challenge, we've posted links on where to buy your admission on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Also, the Brits unveiling an aggressive plan to crack down on harmful online content there. I heard about this when I was in Ireland last week. The Department of Digital Cultural Media in the Home Office releasing what's called the Online Harms White Paper. The proposal targets a variety of harmful web content, including terrorist activity, child exploitation, cyberbullying, and the spread of fake news. It's been approved by, it isn't up yet. It's supposed to be approved this week by Parliament's plan would establish an independent regulator to write a code of practice for these tech giants to follow to eliminate harmful content. That would give the regulator the power to enforce that code, punish companies that break the rules. Wonder how long it'll be before that sort of thing gets done here. Lawmakers over there say the proposal will, quote, make companies more responsible for their users' safety online, especially children and other vulnerable groups. Public consultation on the proposal will run for 12 weeks. In other words, they will look for comments on the plan. Sounds like, as I said, a good idea maybe for us over here. 59 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.